This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Wing and Tail Boys podcast, your Northeast hunting and fishing destination. I'm Chris.
And I'm Angelo.
And we're your hosts. Join us as we navigate the woods and waters of the Northeast, sharing our passion for the outdoors.
Whether it's land management, outdoor recreation, hunting, or fishing, we're going to cover it all. With 40-plus years of experience in the Northeast, we'll provide insights, tips, and stories to help you make the most of your adventures and help you experience the wild.
So, tune in, grab your gear, and let's hit the woods together. And always remember, success is just a commitment away. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Wing and Tail Boys podcast. As I record this intro, it is Tuesday night, May 6th, and turkey season is upon us pretty much everywhere, if not everywhere at this point. And there is already success all over the place. Couple quick shout outs. Steven Dowser with one turkey down in New Jersey already. Ben Coleman, I believe, with 3 different turkeys down at this point, between 3 different states, South Carolina, Texas, I think Alabama, but I could be wrong on that last state. We have Brian Melvin of Timberlife Outdoors with 1 gobbler down in New Jersey already. Mitchell Shirk, 1 down in Pennsylvania, I believe, this morning. He shot one out in the field with his son. That was pretty cool to see. And I believe Kevin Creeley of the Mid-Atlantic Outdoorsman has at least 2 turkey down during his turkey tour at this point. So congratulations to everyone on your success so far, and wishing you more success as the year continues. Me personally, I did not get to go out this past weekend. I'm hoping to get out this weekend, probably most likely in New York. If not in New York, I'll be getting out in Pennsylvania. And later on in this podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about what my plan of action, I guess you could say, would be, whether I go to Pennsylvania or New York, with it being my very first ever turkey hunt. But Sunday, as you guys all know, is Mother's Day. And this is my wife's first Mother's Day. So I'm probably not going to try to push my luck on that one. So chances are I'm not getting out Sunday. But anyway, I'm going to give you guys a baby update shortly. But first, I want to talk to you about what today's episode is all about. As you see, I don't have a guest today. I was planning on posting another episode with Doors where we talk further upon the science of arrows and arrow flight. But recently, I started listening back to some episodes, and I realize that I've kind of been all over the place with certain things. As I record these episodes, some of these I'm airing, you know, 4 or 5 weeks after I record them, especially specifically when it comes to the episodes within the Science of Aeroflight series. George and I pretty much sit down almost every week with the exception of the last few weeks with the baby. And pretty much every week for the last 2 months, we've sat down and recorded an episode. So sometimes those episodes aren't getting put out to you guys for a little bit of time, and some of that information or updates with the channel and stuff isn't quite up to date. So today's episode, for the most part, is kind of clearing all of that up, but we have some other stuff to talk about today as well. Forgive me if you hear some paper going. My brain is all over the place. So I wrote down a bunch of notes, and I'm going to follow along. And my wife was kind enough, literally yesterday, she was like, you know, you really haven't recorded a podcast in a little while. And I said, how could I when things have been so crazy? But tonight she's been gracious. She's got the baby right now, baby sleeping downstairs. And I was able to sneak away for a little while to record this episode. Within this episode, some of the things I'm going to talk about is the website I've been referring to a couple of times. I've referred to that website a couple of times, and you guys deserve a up-to-date update of that. I want to talk about some of the summer goals, or at least things I'm hoping to get to this summer with some degree of importance between the different goals or objectives. I want to talk to you about some sponsor updates. I'm going to kind of sprinkle those in along the way. Some of those sponsor recordings I have are a little bit dated, so I want to make sure I get those taken care of. And I'm really excited to finally talk about this new product launch that we have within Wing & Tail Outdoors. If you follow along on the Instagram page, you've heard about it already. I posted about it a few days ago. I've kind of been hinting at it on the Instagram page for a few weeks now. But today, at the end of this episode, I'm going to officially talk about what that product is and everything that goes along with that. And with that new product launch, I'm going to be offering a couple different, I guess you could say, deals or offers to go along with the launch. So make sure either you listen to the end of the episode, or if you don't want to hear me talk, you just fast forward to the end of this episode. And you can hear about that product and the offer that we have to go along with it. I'm hoping to do this entire episode in one take. So let's see how it goes, and hopefully it works out for me. So first off, baby update. This Friday, baby Liliana will have been born 3 weeks ago. And it has been an amazing, amazing 2.5 weeks so far, with a lot of ups and downs. First couple days home from the hospital, baby pretty much slept all night, or slept all day, slept all night. It was honestly pretty great. And we were like, man, we got this. And then all of a sudden she hit her first, I guess you could say, fit, or however, fussy spell, or whatever you want to call it. And we realized that the formula she had at the time was giving her gas. So then we had to go and change the formula, and that worked out pretty well for about a week. And now we're in our next stage where if she's not sleeping or eating, she's crying. And it's been kind of difficult to put her to sleep. So for those of you who don't know, we just had our very first child, and this is all new to us. You know, we're figuring it out as we go, one day at a time, one bottle at a time. And we have some ups, we have some downs, but it's been really great. It's really crazy how now that she's born, I understand what everybody meant when they said, your life will change in the moment that she is born. Now, what I mean by that is it's not like my life has changed. It's not like, you know, I'm doing much of a different thing. But thankfully, we've kind of planned for this, and we kind of had an idea of how we wanted to go about it once she came. What I mean by my life changed is all of a sudden my focus has changed. What's important has changed. How I think about the future has changed. How I think about the present has changed, oftentimes for the better. And driving to work the other day, or driving home, I guess you could say, I was obviously thinking about my girls when I was coming home. And I got home and I held Lily and I looked at her for a hot second. And I was like, man, I feel like you look so different already from this morning to this afternoon. And it really hit me in that moment that she's only going to be this small for this moment. Yeah, she's going to be a newborn for the next 4 weeks or 5 weeks or whatever it is. But every single day, she's growing and changing in so many ways. And every moment that I'm with her is the only moment that I'm going to be with that version of her. So I've really, surprisingly to myself and to a lot of people who know me, having a child has brought a calmness upon me, surprisingly, which has been awesome. And I find myself in the moments where I'm spending time with her, really cherishing those moments, whether she's happy or upset or crying or screaming, whatever the case is, that's the only moment where I'm going to be with that version of her. So I've really been able to soak that in, and I'm really, really enjoying being a dad. And I've been joking around with all my friends and people close to me, but I really mean this when I say, I feel like I'm here for this. Like, this is what I'm here for. I'm here to be a dad. So it's been an awesome experience going into the summer and hunting season. Obviously, it's going to be my first hunting season as a parent. So I'm going to have to kind of figure my way out with that. Shout out to Brian and Melvin again. He has been awesome along the way. He's reached out to me a couple times after Liliana was born, just to kind of check in and give me kind of some pointers of, you know, being a new dad. So thanks again, Brian. I really appreciate that. And you didn't have to do that. So, you know, thank you very much. First big shout out today is going to be to Fire Knock and Dorge as a whole. Dorge has just been a wealth of information, a wealth of knowledge, the science to back it up. And that is really why we here at Wing and Tail Outdoors decided to partner with Fire Knock products and Dorge as a whole. As a math teacher, I know you guys hear about me talk about being a math teacher a lot on this podcast. But having that kind of brain, I really gravitate towards the science and seeing the numbers and seeing the data, especially when it's graphed. And the cool thing about FireKnock is when you go to their website, there's a tab up there that says research, and you can see all the research that's been done. Dorge shares all of the stuff that he has. Any third-party research that's been done, he also shares that. So it's really cool if you go through it. I don't want to, even though our listeners probably know where my stand is on this kind of stuff, I want you to go there, even if it's just for your own education, and check out those graphs that are in the Warden research section there. And it's really cool because Tony Warden tested a whole bunch of different builds across different arrow shafts and building them different ways and using different combinations of vanes and FOC and all of these other things. And all of the research and the data is shared regardless of what the data showed. And the fact that FireKnock and Dorge are willing to share that information with the viewers and the listeners and their customers, I think that goes a really long way. On top of that, FireKnock just aims to basically solve all of the flaws or the weak points in an arrow build, whether it's the insert or the arrow itself or the way that it's built. Every FireKnock product aims to resolve an issue in arrow flight. So if you guys are looking to build your own arrows or you're interested in learning a little bit about the science of arrow flight, head on over to FireKnock.com and check out what they have to offer. I promise you, they have something for everyone that will improve the functionality and efficiency of your setup. Okay, so moving on. This year's turkey hunting plan. New York and PA, they're kind of similar, I guess you could say, slightly different in the sense that the New York hunt would be on family private land and the PA hunt would be on completely public land that I've scouted a couple times. So let's start with New York. I was seeing turkey on cameras a bit earlier in the spring and as, you know, the thaw was coming through. But to be honest with you, I haven't seen turkey on camera in probably 2 or 3 weeks now. Not that that deters me from going to hunt there. I'm just not seeing the turkey activity on the property that I saw last year. But I also need to remember at this time last year, I already had frost seeded and had clover growing and stuff coming in. This year, if you had listened to the Vitalized Seed episode where we had Al Tomechko on and talked about that, big shout out to Vitalized Seed. We're going to get to you here in a little bit, I promise. But in that episode, we talked about how instead of frost seeding for me this year or trying to force a spring plot early, what we decided to do was to allow whatever is going to come back from last year, whether it be weeds or food plot or whatever, allow that to come back and then spray kill it. We're going to herbicide it. I'm going to glyphosate it. And we never really truly got control of our food plots. So that's going to be one of my goals for this summer. Again, we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But last year at this time, I had some clover growing and there was stuff there for turkey to eat. So I think that they were coming around more often because there was a reason to be there. Regardless, I know for a fact that we still have a massive flock, somewhere between 20 and 30 turkeys. Last year, there were quite a few strutters. Whether they were jakes last year or not doesn't matter because they're going to be shooters this year. So I know the stock is there. This weekend, if I end up hunting in New York, my goal will be to go out Friday night and try to get there earlier and get out to, you know, the property, walk the trails a little bit and hit some of the crow calls and the owl calls and see if I can't roost a turkey at night. If I'm able to roost a turkey at night, maybe even if I'm lucky enough to roost two or three, I'll lay out a game plan of where I'm going to go, where I'm going to start, and we'll take it from there. I do have a shed blind that I could sit in one spot on a food plot. There's another spot where we have a bunch of like tree trunks from this one of the clearings that we had done for our food plots. And our neighbor kind of just piled up all those logs and those trunks there. That's going to be great firewood here for us in like, I don't know, another 2 or 3 years. We'll cut that down and we'll turn that into firewood for the cabin. But for the time being, that's something that I can put my backup on and put a little burlap blind around me and brush myself into those wood piles on the food plot where those turkey like to strut also. So I'm going to go in there, call, see what I can find. If I can't roost a turkey that evening and I can't roost a turkey in the morning, then I'm going to go back to what Kevin Creeley and I talked about in the Turkey 101 episode. I'm going to try to walk, you know, stage down by where the water is, kind of like the open areas down by where we have water, and see if I can't get a turkey strutting down there. Either way, it would be really cool to shoot a turkey off the family property because nobody's done that yet. Not that it's a rush or anything. No one in my family is really crazy about turkey hunting, but it would be really cool to finally get one off the property and kind of have a tail up on the wall over there. If I hunt in PA, things are a little bit different, a little bit more from the hip. And what I mean by that is I don't have any history from the past. All I have is from a few times where I went scouting. Again, if you've been listening to the podcast, a couple episodes ago, I talked about, it might have been with the Milo Outdoors episode, but I can't remember specifically with Steve. But anyway, in that episode, we talked about how I've been scouting this one spot and I kind of went in there looking for deer, but along looking for deer, I found some turkey sign, got eyes on turkey, and then another time went out and heard turkey gobbling from the same area where I saw them the time prior. So my game plan would be to start with that the night before and see if I can't roost a turkey over there. If I'm not able to roost a turkey over there, I might try a spot over by work and see, because I've seen some turkey driving to and from work, and couple have beards, couple didn't. I don't know if they're Jake's or Tom's or whatever. I have no idea. But I do know that there's turkey there, and it's a decent spot to go and try knowing that there's turkey there. So one of the things we talked about with Kevin in that episode, Kevin Creeley, is you got to hunt for turkey where there's turkey. You know, so if I can't go to a place where I've heard, if I can't roost a turkey where I've heard them gobbling, my next game plan would be to go to where I've seen them walking or hanging out. So we'll take it from there. So that's why I say PA is a little bit more from the hip, kind of gung-ho, just put the boots on the ground, walk, see what I can find, whether it's sign or getting them called back, and then kind of take a game plan from there. Keep in mind, whether this is New York or Pennsylvania, again, this is literally my very first turkey hunt ever. So I'm sure there's going to be some mistakes and it's going to be a pretty cool learning experience. I'm going to bring the GoPro with me and we'll see what we can make happen on that front. Before moving on to summer plans, I do want to take a moment to shout out Vitalize Seed. Both Jared and Al over there, I mean, they're just awesome. I mean, they have great products, but they have an even greater team. I mean, they really do. If you listen to any podcast where Al or Jared or any of their guys or dealers are talking, they're not just trying to sell you a food plot seed. They're not just trying to sell you something that is going to attract deer. They're selling you something that is also going to make good food for other animals. They're selling you something that is going to help build your soil health. But most importantly, they're not going to sell you something that doesn't work. And what I mean by that is, Al has spoken numerous times, both on our podcast and others, where he says that his seed mixture for Vitalize Seed really came from the fact that there wasn't anything quite on the market that he wanted to use on his own farm. There were, you know, he's mentioned on our podcast, you know, the Whitetail Institute seed is fantastic. We used to use their seed exclusively for a while. Great product. It worked great. He also mentions a couple others. I don't know them off the top of my head, but he does mention that there are other great seed companies out there. There just wasn't anything in the blend that he specifically in total complete wanted to put on his property. So he really means it when he says he's not going to give you something he wouldn't use himself, because that's where this spawned from. If you go to vitalizeseed.com, you're going to find a couple of different products. There's additives to put into your seed and coatings and different stuff to feed the seed before you put it in the ground. They have an annual clover mix. They have a perennial clover mix, a perennial plus, I believe, or clover plus, where they have clover and chicory in there. They have their nitro boost for spring and summer planting. They have the carbon load for the fall planting. And together, they're a 1-2 punch that gives you the perfect balance of carbon and nitrogen to help feed your soil and help it grow and just be better. If you just want some brassicas, they have a blend for that too. So if you want to plant a half clover, half brassica, by all means, go for it. And most importantly, what really, I don't even know if I mentioned this in the prior podcast at all, but what really drew me to Vitalize Seed a few years back, and I don't even know if Al remembers this, I called them to talk about a soil sample that I had gotten and the results. And I wasn't really happy with the results I was getting in the food plot. And Al literally spent an hour on the phone with me, kids screaming in the background, mind you, and just talked to me about what was on my soil sample that I never got from them, mind you. And just talked me through what I had. And I explained to him the issues that I was having with what was growing, what wasn't. And, you know, he offered to have me send him my soil samples so he could look at it and give me advice. You know, and someone who's willing to spend that time with me when I didn't even give them a penny, that goes a long way for me. So I mean it when I say they're a great product, they're an even better team. And if you're in the market for some food plot seeds or additives, head on over to vitalizedseed.com and see what they have to offer today. All right, next up on our list, we have some summer plans going on here. I mean, I have a list here. Some of them I'll dive into, some of them I won't. They're pretty straightforward. Like the first one I have here are food plots. I got to plant my food plot. But not only do I need to plant my spring food plots and I guess my fall plot towards the end of summer, I need to spray my plots. So this weekend, what I'm probably going to end up getting done, if you know, I'll probably hunt Saturday morning, then get out Saturday afternoon and spray those fields. Weather's been pretty warm for a couple weeks now. And with all this rain we're getting, 100% those fields are going to be popping with weeds and honestly, probably clovers and grasses and other stuff like that. But we're terminating everything. We want to start with a clean slate. Now, when I say clean slate, I don't mean bare soil. New York's pretty weird about their burning, so we're not really able to burn. And at this time, we don't want to till. We've done it before. We've done it in the past. We've done it a couple times. I don't think we need it right now. I think we just need to get control of the weeds. So that's really my first biggest goal for the food plots is even if the spring slash summer food plots fail, my main goal is to have this ready to go as far as weeds are concerned for the fall planting. So if spring works out great, awesome. We're starting in the spring. You know, we're starting the cycle in the spring. If it doesn't, that's fine. Cross it off the list and we're going to start in the fall. And we'll start with the fall as the beginning of the cycle and fall will feed spring. Spring will feed fall, so on and so forth. Next up, and this is honestly probably, believe it or not, at the top of our list, we need to get through our entire 130 acres or as much of it as possible and kill as many ferns as we can, again, spraying with glyphosate. Now, I know a lot of you are probably thinking we're crazy. Why are you going to spray the ferns? It's great cover for fallen and, you know, whatever. I get it. It really is in the summer. But come hunting season, those ferns don't serve us any purpose. By the time we're able to hunt, they're pretty much browning and falling at that point. On top of that, the big next move for our property as far as the property management is concerned is to have this big timber harvest done. And we've spoken to our forester and he won't even schedule it for us until we get these ferns under control. The reason for that is, and after speaking with Al, you know, he's confirmed this, is because if you take care of the ferns before you get the harvest done, there's a bare soil already ready to go for, you know, the seedlings of the trees and whatever undergrowth or regen is going to come from the forest floor. It gives it the greatest chance to come up. The problem with ferns is they grow so large and so quickly and shade out the ground so well that they outcompete everything that grows underneath them. So it's not uncommon, you know, if you drive through Pennsylvania or New York, New Jersey, to see a pretty wide open understory in a forest, except for ferns. So we need to get rid of the ferns so we can change that and thus promote the growth of, you know, better understory and stuff for cover, turkey, and grouse. We have some grouse on the property, deer, and so on and so forth. So that's probably, aside from the food plots, well, not aside from the food plots, but probably just above the food plotting for the summer. This fern mitigation is absolutely crucial if we hope to get this harvest done, you know, this fall or next spring. We have stand movement. We got to move stands around the property. But last year, we didn't get to move many stands around, but I was hunting more mobile. So every time I went, I was kind of in a different place anyway, like a different spot. So it didn't bother me too much last year. But this year with the baby and, you know, maybe I get, you know, an hour to go out. It'd be really nice to have some preset stands and some great locations that I could just go climb into and hopefully find some success, you know, early in the day or, you know, later at night in the early or latest or early or late hours of the day, you know, whatever the situation might be. Memorial Day weekend, we have the TAC event. At that time, baby's going to be, I don't know, 5.5 weeks old, 5 weeks and a day, a couple of days, something like that. So I'm going to be going to TAC. I'm really excited. As of now, I'm going with Steve Dowster. We're going to be driving up together Friday night, shooting Saturday, and we're either going to come home Saturday night after we shoot, or we're going to go home Sunday morning after we wake up. Either way, we plan on spending some time in the parking lot of the TAC event, whether we stay there overnight or not. We haven't really decided that yet. I know we're running out of time, but it is what it is. We're going to be hanging out in the parking lot. We think it'd be awesome if we were able to interact with some listeners and meet some of you guys and shake some hands and maybe even do some small little TAC interviews from the parking lot and stuff, share a beer if you guys are down with that. It'd be a really good opportunity to meet some of you guys and maybe even take some orders on this product that I'm going to be releasing here in just a little bit. Goes without saying, other 3D shoots. Definitely want to get to some other 3D shoots. Hopefully I can be able to get back to my old archery club, Lincoln Park Archers. They're going to be throwing a couple shoots up this year. Definitely take a look at their website. And see when those shoots are and what they have to offer. I believe they have like 35 3D targets or something like that, where you kind of walk a trail through it and, you know, halfway through you come back at the clubhouse, you get some food, you get some water, you kind of hang out for a little bit and you get back for the second half. It's a really great opportunity, really family friendly. I strongly recommend checking it out. My brother is actually still a member there. And Daniel, my cousin who was on the podcast back in rifle season when he shot his first deer, he is also a member there now. So if they're working it, you can find them working one of the stations over there. If they're not working it, you can find them shooting the course. Head on over there, say hello. It's a good time. Excuse me. One of the big things that I want to try to do this year, that I say I want to do every year and you can never quite do enough of, is I want to practice shooting from elevation. I want to practice shooting from my tree stand or from my saddle or whatever. As you all know, at this point, I shoot a hybrid. So pretty much for any shot other than the ones around the back of the tree, I'm taking a normal from the tree stand shot, which is at this point pretty natural, you know, but you can always use more practice. So that's what I'm going to hope to do is get some practice in. I'm not supposed to shoot behind my house, but I may or may not allegedly have made a little target range in my backyard, but you know, I'm not admitting to anything. Got to watch out for those HOA guys. Anyway, lastly, summer plan, just grinding on this new product. Again, soft launched on Instagram. Tonight is, I guess you can call it the hard launch or the semi-hard launch or the chub launch or whatever you want to call it. But we're going to be getting into that in just a little bit. That's about it for the summer plans. You know, other than first Father's Day and stuff like that, I can't really think of anything big for the summer. I don't want to fill the schedule too much because we got the baby and I don't know what the summer brings. Also, if you guys need any help with your TSI work, I'm also still available for that. I'm hack and squirt opportunities or, you know, spraying stuff for you. Even if you don't have the time to get to your food plots and you just need somebody to get out and spray your food plots for you, whether it's herbicide or, you know, grass specific herbicide or whatever the case is, give me a call. We can work something out. I'm definitely still available to do that kind of stuff. Two more sponsors here to thank. The first here is Rat Getter Sense. And we had Gerard, the owner of Rat Getter, on, I believe it was 2 episodes ago now. And man, what an awesome dude. But what was really cool is in that conversation, I really got to see the gears turning, if you will, and how he kind of goes about trying to be innovative and come up with these new ideas of ways to incorporate or create lures, attractants, baits, whatever the case is. And what was really cool is I learned some stuff about Gerard that I didn't even know before that episode. Some of the things that they offer that I consider pretty innovative are products like the drip bag. They're scrape dirt, which after talking to Gerard is something that existed when he was younger and he's bringing it back, which is really cool. And I just saw today on his website that they have these like scent wicks that you could put around your boot. So instead of having to drag it behind you and get stuck and stuff while you're walking through the woods, you can just put this like around your boot and it holds your laces in place, I think, from what I remember seeing. But it kind of sits in like the arch of your shoe and allows you to kind of put a trail down that way. Now, some people may say it's gimmicky. There are people within our circle that don't really believe in scents. There are others that do. What I can say is, and this is also using Rat Getter Sense, is I have found that when I put the right combination of scents on my boots or on a drag and I walk through the woods, not only do the deer seem calmer when they cross my footpath, I've also noticed on numerous different occasions now where deer follow my trail in. So it's my experience that when scents are used in the right way, they can either help calm deer or help to attract and bring them in. I also didn't know that Gerard made fishing spinners, trout spinners specifically. He's been using them. If you follow him on Instagram, which if you don't, you absolutely should. He's been posting a lot of videos of different things that he's making, new spinners that he's making, and the success stories or videos or posts or whatever you want to say of either him or people within his camp or users that are finding success with this stuff. He has the fishing spinners and the turkey calls. I believe they're on sale at his distributors. And you can find a massive array of local shops on his website. Whether it's in New York, Pennsylvania, or New Jersey, you've got a lot of people selling this stuff, and there's probably one close to you if you're closer to that, you know, top point of New Jersey, tri-state area, you know, combination over there. But here's what I really love about Rad Getter Sense. He makes everything himself. He mixes everything himself. And when it comes time to refill the orders for his distributors, Gerard is hand delivering every single piece of equipment, every single product that he sells or offers. He's hand delivering, which means not only is he getting that personal feeling with the guys he's in business with, he also has his finger on the pulse. So he gets to walk into these local shops and talk to the owners and the workers about success stories. What have people been using that work? What have people been using that isn't working? What are some new things or issues guys are experiencing? Like, you know, if you heard like a guy wants, you know, would be interested in a product like this or that. And when you have someone that goes to these locations on their own, it really opens the door to that plethora of information, which allows Gerard to continue to put out these great products. So if you're in the market for some kind of fishing lure, turkey call, bear attractant, turkey attractant, deer attractant, deer lures, just head on over to rackgettersense.net and check out what he's got on his website. And like I said, there's other stuff like in the stores that you can find of his that aren't on the website. And if they are, Gerard, I apologize. Like, I didn't see them. So if you hear this and they're there, please let me know where they're at so I can forward that stuff. And last but not least, big shout out once again to Big D's Custom Pro Shop. When I got my dart in last summer, Anthony and Chris both were a huge help in helping me tune that bow, get it all set up. When I sent it into Fire Knock to get the titanium kit, they helped me when I got it back to retune it, get all that stuff back in together. I know Anthony through my club. Anthony's dad was actually the president of our club. And Anthony's just a great dude. I really enjoy when I go to the shop and there. It's just a good time, good laughter. Chris is a great time, loves to tell jokes. When you go into that shop, you really get great customer service. You get great bowmanship. You get great bow service. And you just get a great all-around experience. And like I've said, you've heard me say it 100 times now. And actually not 100, technically 39. But you've heard me say it a lot now. Not only are you going to leave there happy, you're going to leave there with a smile because it really is a great atmosphere. So if you live in Northern Jersey, please head on over to Big D's Custom Pro Shop. If you have any bow needs, also does embroidery and bowling ball customization. So if there's anything like that that you need, head on over. Lake Pack on, great guy, Big D's Custom Pro Shop. And finally, it is time to release the very first service offered by Wing and Tail Outdoors. And it is the Truth Sticks Custom Arrows. It's me building you the arrow that is best for you. Based on your draw length, your draw weight, your application, the game that you're after, whether you're target or hunting or a hunter shooting, whatever it is that you need specifically for your setup, that is what I aim to build for you. Now, I could build you a standard build that doesn't involve Fire Knock products, but you all know where I stand at this point on Fire Knock products. So I'm going to talk to you specifically about what is offered as far as signature arrows, and then we'll take it from there. I offer three builds right now. Two of them are for a compound bow. One of them are for a crossbow. The first arrow is, and I have an example here. It is the OG Sticks. The OG Sticks are a 246 inside diameter. We offer them in a 300, 350, or 400 spine. These just happen to be the premiums. We're going to talk about that here in a second. And yeah, this is just the all-around great arrow if you're a hunter and a target archer. The 246 is probably the best all-around arrow that you want to use if you want to use the same arrow for both applications. If you want your own arrow for hunting, I'd say 246. And if you wanted your own arrow for target, different from your hunting arrow, that's where I would offer the 300 inside diameter arrow, which is what we call the truck sticks. I like calling them that. Honestly, I got the idea from, you know, the old football game. And the truck stick, man, they just hit hard. You know, and they're just this big thing coming down the road. And that's, to me, what a 300 diameter spine is. It's just a big fat arrow doing big fat damage and really just carving its way through the air. If you listened to the episode where we talked about the benefits of larger diameter arrows, we really dove into why the 300 is a phenomenal arrow. Excuse me. And if it wasn't for the difficulty of finding components for it, it would probably be the arrow that we recommend to a lot more people. The 246, again, if you listen to that episode, we talk about that it was the standard simply because it was easy to make. It was cheap to produce at the time. And you can literally find just about any product out there from any company in a 246 class diameter. So the 246 is really easy to find. The last and final signature arrow that we offer now are the Thunder Sticks, and those are our crossbow bolts. I can make them in whatever length you need. You can order them through me, and you know we could talk about that down the road. Coming back to these arrows here, we see here that this arrow says premium, first off. And in the background, I don't know if you can see it or not, but on the label, there's a faded 2.0. The 2.0 or the 1.0, you know what? Let me see. I have actually a non-premium. Show you that. Jared, buddy, if you're watching this or listening to this, these are actually your arrows. So thanks ahead for letting me use these for this episode. Anyway, the difference here, again, this one just says 1.0. I'll tell you what this means here in a second. But there is no premium. So we offer, again, the three different arrows that we offer are the OG sticks, 246, the truck sticks, 300 diameter, and the truck sticks, which are the crossbow bolts. But we offer two different arrows, or shafts, I guess you could say, the standard and the premium. Essentially what these are the standard is a Fire-Nox sport weave shaft, and the premium is the Fire-Nox arrow weave shaft. Essentially, they're built roughly the same way. George, don't kill me for not knowing the specifics on this, but the sport weave is designed with less layers, which means it functions the same way the arrow weave does. However, it's just slightly less durable over time, of course. I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't, you know, hold up to its use. But also, and probably the bigger deal with this is over time, like with any other carbon arrow out there, as you shoot the arrow more and more, the spine is going to continue to rotate or move around that arrow shaft. Again, from the Science of Arrow series, you guys know by now that the spine of an arrow is not linear, but it actually rotates around the shaft or spirals around the shaft. So if you section the shaft into three different sections and try to spine or find the dynamic bend within those three, they won't line up except for on the arrow weave. And the beautiful thing about arrow weave is, referencing George here, it's the only arrow on the market that has a spine that won't move over time. I have put that arrow through absolute hell. I've put it into rocks. I've put it into trees, and they hold the heck up. Not only is the arrow durable, but paired with the chamfered insert or the reverse chamfered insert, it really just creates a pocket of protection on that front end that really allows those arrows to take a massive, massive beating. But anyway, that's the difference between the premium or the standard. Standard doesn't have anything. Again, I'll hold them up side by side. We'll see if I can't get them oriented. This is definitely one of those episodes you're going to want to look at on Facebook, which I'm going to talk about, or YouTube, which I'm going to talk about here in a second, because I've been absolutely terrible at keeping up with the YouTube up until this point. But if you look here, this arrow, the top arrow, has premium right there, and it has a 2.0 right there. And this arrow has nothing, no premium, and it has a 1.0. So again, the premium is the arrow that's built on the arrow weave shaft, and the standard is built on the sport weave shaft. Both absolutely phenomenal arrows. One just keeps shooting the same for longer and can take a little bit more of a beating than the other. And the other arrow doesn't break the bank, really works amazingly. And in my opinion, after shooting numerous different types of arrows and different arrow builds and different diameters, this is really the arrow that I truly wholeheartedly believe in. So we could talk about that more in a future podcast. I'm sure I'm going to talk about Truth Sticks a lot more moving forward. So we can save that for a later podcast. Now, what the standard build is, and this is where the difference between the 1.0 and the 2.0 come in. Again, let's hope I don't mix these up. Okay. So we haven't gotten to this portion of the Science of Arrow Flight series yet, but I think we have one more episode where I can't remember. Anyway, we're going to end up talking about arrow concept here in a little bit. We're going to be recording it. I have one more recording to do about Nox, I think, on like the lighted Nox, and then we're going to move into arrow concept and what arrow concept really is as a build. So when we get to that, that'll make more sense. However, arrow concept 1.0 has part of the build is to have a 6-inch or longer shaft glued to the front of the arrow. So this 1.0 just simply means that it's built on the arrow concept 1.0 system, which then, if you guys haven't figured it out by now, means that the 2.0 is built on arrow, has arrow concept 2.0 built into it, which is, these are my personal arrows. Right now, I don't offer a 2.0 build. If you really, really, really want one, email me separately and we could talk about the possibility of me doing it for you, but I need to talk to you about it first and really explain to you what it's about, because it is a world of a difference from the traditional arrow that you're going to shoot. But 2.0 has a shaft glued into the front and the back of the arrow. A little insight into my plans for the year. That arrow is a 6% FOC. I know that sounds really, really absolutely insane, but that's what I'm going to be trying to hunt with this year. I'm going to run it through D first. If I really don't like the way it flies, or I don't feel like it's shooting the way I want it to, then I'm not going to use it. I won't shoot something at an animal that I don't believe in. But all my research and all the data that I've looked at says that a balanced arrow should perform better than a higher FOC arrow, not just from an impact standpoint, but a retention of energy standpoint, downrange, and a trajectory standpoint. So I'm going to do some research, some in-the-field studies with that, and I'll be sure to update you guys on that as we go. Now, one of the other cool things that I offer right now, and in the future, maybe I'll offer some more, but right now I'm offering the decals in either branded colors, so orange and green, as you guys know by now, or in a black and white format. I don't mind printing it in the black and white right now, but as of now, all of the signature arrows come with two green veins and one orange cock vein with a green nock. I'm thinking about toying with the idea of offering an orange nock also. Leave down in the comments what you guys think. If you like the colors, should I change them to orange? Should I only offer orange? Should I offer both orange and green? Whatever you guys think would be great. Something I'm thinking about for the future is to possibly offer the ability for you to have custom colors, both with the veins, which honestly, you can order custom colors right now if you want to. The only difference is I'd have to special order them because I don't have them in-house. Again, we could talk about that from an order-to-order basis. And I also want to give the opportunity to offer custom colored decals, obviously for a little bit of an extra charge. It's going to be a decent amount of work for me to do that for each custom order though, so I don't want to offer that right off the bat. That's something that I will offer in the future though, if there's enough people that ask about it. So if you're interested about that also, again, leave a comment down below. Let me know what you guys are thinking and we'll see what we can make do with that. If you want to order an arrow, or if you just want to talk to me about a little bit more about the builds, what's offered, any information about them, you can either reach out to me directly on Instagram. Just send me a DM, Wing and Tail Outdoors. You can, if you message me, you're going to get me. I answer all of the messages that we get, and I take care of the social media. So if you message, you're going to get me. Ask me any questions you have, and we'll see what kind of build we can get you into. If you don't want to go the Instagram route, you can just send me an email directly at wingandtail.chris@gmail.com. Again, that's my personal email. That's my business email. Send it on there. I literally check it 100 times a day. So if you send me an email, I will personally be the one that answers. And last but not least, I want to talk to you guys about the website real quick, because that's something that I've talked about quite a few times. You know, I've mentioned the website multiple times. It's coming out soon. And I haven't released it yet. The truth is, it's out and I've made it. And if you guys want to check it out, it is nowhere near done. But it is wingandtailoutdoors.com. Plain and simple. Upgrading things. I'm really trying to get the store kind of figured out. I got to figure out like the tax stuff, like how I make sure that the state gets its taxes and all that good stuff. But the site is up. It is getting changed daily. So if you guys could give me some time to finish that, that would be awesome. But there's some contact information there, and I'm really focusing on updating the Truth Stick section of that website. So if you're looking for some information on that, it's going to be continuously updated from day to day. Again, I'm working on that as fast as I can. Hopefully we can get that out. So yeah, last but not least, the Arrow of Science series is still continuing. There's another one probably coming out next week where we finish talking about veins, which is what we talked about last week. And we have some other exciting stuff coming up as well. I know for sure we're going to get Steve Dowster back on here. We're going to get Ben Coleman back on here, talk about their turkey season, their success. I know Brian just posted a hunting video on Timberlife Outdoors from last year where he shot a nice, beautiful, I believe it was 160 class deer in New Jersey that they call Splinter, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, I could be getting the name wrong, but really, really cool footage and kind of a crazy unraveling of the story, which I found pretty cool. Also, they have a turkey hunting video coming out relatively soon, I believe, of Brian Melvin's bow harvest of a New Jersey turkey this year. So once again, head on over to Timberlife Outdoors, check out some of the videos they have to offer. So I'm going to wrap this up today with the very first ever Wing and Tail Outdoors offer. One of the things that are going to be on the website also is merchandise. I would love to sell some hats, some shirts, some sweatshirts. I got to be honest with you guys. I don't have the ability to order a whole bunch of stock up front and then just sell it as they come in. So what I'm probably going to do is, if I get enough inquiries about them, what I would like to do is take a bunch of orders and say when I get 20 orders at a time, I can put the order in and then send them out when I get them. So I'm not going to say that, you know, you have to order it for a certain date, at least not yet. But if I get enough people inquiring about it, I'll post it here, I'll post it on YouTube, I'll post it on Instagram. I mean, every so many orders, I'll be able to put it in order. And the reason I do that is because if I can get roughly 10, 15, 20 orders at a time, then everyone's getting their product. We can afford to sell them for a little less because we get a better deal on the product, if that makes sense. Like we said from the beginning, this is all about finding a cost-efficient way of getting in the woods. We love that. We would love it if you guys want to support us wearing our name and our gear. That would be amazing to us. But we don't want you to break the bank doing it. So we want to try to bring you the best deal we possibly can. Now, again, sorry, for real this time, the very first offer ever from Wing and Tail Outdoors. Really, True Six Custom Arrows, but that's besides the point. If you leave us a 5-star review down below, 5-star written review, and you order a dozen arrows from us, I will cover the shipping. So if you leave a comment down below, 5-star review, I will ship you your arrows for free on me. On top of that, if you follow on Instagram and you send me your Instagram handle to verify, when you order, you will save $5 on your order for Truth Sticks arrows, whether it's the OG sticks, the truck sticks, or the thunder sticks. And if you follow on YouTube as well, you can save another $5 on your order. So between the shipping and the $10 savings between Instagram and YouTube, you're saving close to $20 on a dozen of the finest arrows you can get. In my opinion, Arrow Concept 1.0, when built properly and built for the shooter and built and used on a tuned bow, it is hands down, without a doubt, the best arrow I've ever shot. And I'm really looking forward to bringing you our field research. I do have a bunch of test arrows going out to a bunch of different people who hopefully will be able to partner with officially in the future. So I don't want to give away any names, but I have a bunch of dozens going out for field testing. They're going to be shot at boar. They're going to be shot at deer. They're going to be shot at turkey. They're going to probably be shot at elk. They're going to be shot at a lot of different animals that are really going to give me some in the field feedback of these are efficient, these are doing their job. And from what I've seen, both from myself, other research, other users, I have no doubts that these arrows are going to perform. And if you take a leap of faith and try these arrows out, even if you only want to order half a dozen at a time, I promise you that these will be some of the best shooting arrows. For me, the best shooting arrow you will ever shoot. So with that, I'm going to end today's episode. I want to thank you guys so, so much for your support, for your continued joining us this weekly on this podcast. Again, I want to apologize for being all over the place in the last few weeks. Again, just a reminder, a lot of the stuff that I record ahead of time, especially with the baby coming. I didn't know how many episodes I needed in the bank. And so things kind of got backed up a little bit. That's really why I started recording the intros, so I can give you more of a up-to-date within the week intro on some of the stuff that's going on. So once again, 5-star written review down below, free shipping on an order of Truth Sticks arrows. If you follow on Instagram and send me your Instagram handle to verify, you will save $5 on your Truth Sticks custom arrow order. And if you subscribe on YouTube, you can save $5 for that as well if you send me your handle to verify. So in total, that is free shipping, $10 off, total of roughly $20 saving depending on how far you live to ship. That's just an awesome, awesome deal. So once again, I want to thank you for joining us here this week for an episode of the Wing and Tail Boys podcast. We'll see you again here next week. And always remember, success is just a commitment away. Have a great week.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network. And this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.